This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Tuesday, January 16th. Well, no trading on the MLK holiday, but with Friday's livestock results from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle today was a mixed bag. Somewhat the market was really had no real fundamental news to give it any direction. It really is holding the futures to kind of a standstill. Last week's sell-off really found the market, you know, really kind of like falling off the edge, and it didn't bring in a new wave of selling, and so the market has kind of been treading water for the last couple of days. Seasonally, this is a time where we would normally expect the market to rally or get a little bit more demand. That kind of hasn't come yet, but the U.S. dollar index dropping is offering a little bit of help and a little bit of support in the market.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday down 12 and three quarters at 420 and a half. March corn was down 2 and a half at 347 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day down 6 and a half, ranging from 520 and a half to 533. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were down 14, ranging from 571 and a quarter to 586 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were down 16 and a quarter, ranging from 727 and three quarters to 747 and three quarters. Live cattle for February were up 30 cents at 117.50. January feeder cattle were up 52 and a half cents at 144.47 and a half. In January, Class 3 milk was down a nickel at 13.75. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.